Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. Once again, we are on Chapter 2, Understanding the Changing Face of Financial Services and Consumers. In the first chapter, we saw how the financial services has evolved and the impact of technology and the PDIs on the financial services ecosystem. In this chapter, we are going to understand the foundations of modern financial services. Why their evolving nature demands a fresh, data-driven and technology-enabled approach to marketing. When we talk about the evolving nature, we will cover both the financial services as well as the consumers or the customers. Now first, let's understand the changing face of financial services. Financial services were once defined by financial institutions like the banks, the insurers, the NBFCs, or even the postal offices. However, with the disruption of technology, they are today defined by capabilities. When I talk about capabilities, customers find no need to go to a bank branch. They manage their financial transactions in the daily life with the capabilities provided by the financial services providers. For example, they can make their payments through the UPI. They can make credits of their cash by going to an ATM. They can buy an insurance through an app. They can make investments in SIPs on their own automatically directly from their salary. And finally, they can get valuable insights through research on their own or through experts. And this can be delivered anytime, anywhere. And that is what is the changing face of financial services. Customers don't find any need to go physically to a branch. They can manage it with the help of technology. And that's not all. When we talk about financial services, they are not simple products or services that are delivered, but because of hyper-personalization, customers have specific needs based on specific context, and they want that to be fulfilled as and when they require. We will explore that in detail in this chapter. Once again, different customers belong to different ages, different generations, and each generation has a unique need, and we will see how this changes the nature of financial services and how these are met by the financial services providers. Financial services has moved from places and products to platforms. We don't just find one product as a whole, but we find a wide variety of products on a platform. And this platform provides different experiences, the different types of customers and different life movements. So it is not just because you have got a salary, you will go to the bank. There will be different life movements on the basis of which you will deal with finance in every operations, day-to-day operations. Customers rarely visit a bank branch today. Customers today ask how I do transactions simply and safely because they want the platforms to be user-friendly. They want that accessible on their day-to-day gadgets such as the mobiles or the laptops. And most importantly, in this world of cybersecurity and cyber attacks, they want their transactions to be safe. This chapter will help marketers understand what financial services mean today, how they are becoming modern, and how are the consumers reshaping their expectations. So friends, let's start with the traditional financial institutions and the services they offer. When we talk about traditional financial institutions, the first thing that comes to our mind are the banks, the insurance companies, and the NBFCs. And what are the products offered by them? Typically for banking, you have savings and current account. For lending, you have personal loans, home loans, and various other types of loans. For insurance, you have life, health, and general insurance. For investments, we have fixed deposits, investment in stocks, bonds, and even mutual funds. Then to find another improvised function of traditional finance banks, we have advisory and wealth management services, wherein you have relationship managers guiding you based on your risk appetite, based on your financial goals, and based on the investment opportunities that are available in the market. So financial services are typically institution-driven and product-focused when we talk in terms of traditional financial institutions and the services offered by them. However, what exactly is the meaning of financial service? So that will help us to go more deeper and understand whatever is offered under the garb of financial service, do they literally mean financial service or not? So a simple meaning of financial service can be the design and delivery of a financial product or an advisory service to individuals and corporations. So the important word here is design and delivery. This design and delivery is specifically based on the needs of the customer. And it need not always be a financial product or a service. It can also be in the form of advice, which we call it as advisory service. Financial services includes products, processes, advice, and access that helps customers to manage money, risk, and future needs. Financial services, which means combines products and services, not just transactions. So when we talk about financial service, we refer both the products and services as a whole. Now, when we talk about financial services, and based on what we learned about evolution of marketing of financial services in chapter 1, we can categorize financial services into three layers. The traditional layers typically are the deposits, loans, insurance, pensions, branch services, when the customer has to go to a branch and get these products or services. The customer focus is on trust, safety, and legacy. With the advent of technology, we have seen the modern retail layer, more specifically after the 1990s, wherein new products such as credit cards, mutual funds, online banking, online trading, mobile banking has emerged, wherein the customer focus is mainly on accessibility, growth, and convenience. The third layer, which has come with the disruption of technology, is the tech-enabled layer. And when we talk about tech-enabled layer, we have centralized banking, we have online applications, we have the latest applications in the form of buy now, pay later, we have in-app insurance, we have API, power lending, which are actually residing on this core banking or financial services software, wherein the customer focus is on seamless integration into everyday life. This seamless integration can happen through the mobiles, through the apps that are put on the mobiles, or even when customer goes to any websites, buys out, or gets his need fulfilled by purchasing any sort of things that are required for daily life. Technology has reshaped both the delivery and the customer expectations. When we talk about delivery, once again, customer don't have to visit a branch. Customer can get it instantly at the moment he wants, and more specifically, customer wants the finance to help him in every moment, whether it is shopping, whether it is paying, whether it is crediting, or any other activities which he wants to do where a finance has to be exchanged, money has to be exchanged. Financial services now blend traditional trust with the tech-driven convenience and integration, and that is where the beauty lies of the financial services. Now, we have to understand, knowing what is the basic meaning of financial services, in the present context, what does financial services mean today? When we talk about financial services, once again, as I said before, financial services are not simple products or simple services, but they are the structured capabilities that help the customer manage his money and liquidity, risk and protection, assets and wealth, identity, data, and future goals. Main purpose is to ensure the individuals and the society get their needs fulfilled. So this fulfillment happens not just by going to branch, visiting it physically, but with the capabilities that are built by the banks, with the partnership with fintechs, with collaborations with specialized agencies, or even non-finance companies, wherein the customer can get all his needs related with money, or even certain aspects which are connected with money fulfilled, so that he not only meets his current requirements, but can also can plan for his future goals. The delivery channels play a very important role. We have traditional channels in the form of bank branches, which are actually made more efficient with the digital channels. And to add the icing on the cake, we have the latest embedded channels, wherein finance is actually embedded into the daily transactions. Financial services are no longer just the products, but they are capabilities that are built into to fulfill the needs of the customers in daily life. Now, what could be the reason of the tremendous growth of financial services? Number one, of course, because of wide range of products and services. Second most important reason can be technological innovation and partnership with fintechs. Third is the expansion of delivery channels, which includes your ATM, your online banking, your mobile banking, your kiosk banking, your electronic galleries, etc. Then changing customer expectations as customer is becoming more and more informed, as he is upgrading himself, he has own requirements, staying at home or staying away from home, staying at the corporate office or staying on the field. Financial sector reforms are rather a factor which has resulted in the growth, because the financial service providers are put on check. They cannot just do what they want. They have to comply with the regulations, which in turn has won the trust of the customers, and they continue to bank more, have their financial services getting it from the financial services provider more often than before. As a result of all these factors, financial services are now available anytime, anywhere, through physical, digital, as well as the embedded platforms. Financial services have become more accessible, and that makes us to a very important observation to notice the various layers of modern financial service. When we talk about different layers, they can be access, movement, liquidity, risk and protection, wealth and growth, data and insights. Each layer solves a specific customer financial need. For example, when we talk about access, the digital onboarding, the eKYC, has made account opening frictionless. When we talk about movement, customer don't have to carry cash in his pocket. Simply with UPI, NEFT, cards, wallets, payments can be made very easily with transfers, or he can also receive the payments with remittances. Next important layer, liquidity and credit. Customer need not even go to the bank and apply for a loan. He can get instant loans on simple apps. He can, without even getting loans, he can use the BNPL facility, or he can simply apply for a personal loan or an overdraft. When it comes to risk and protection, the insurance guarantees for fraud prevention and claims have further increased the popularity, because customer, once upon a time when this online services were introduced, had a big fear of online frauds. Now, because of the insurance and the guarantees for fraud prevention and claims, customer is becoming more informed. He is ensuring that he is following certain safeguards prescribed by the financial service provider, and if at all anything happens against a fraud or some cyber attack and all, if he complies with certain immediate requirements, he can also get his claims in the form of reimbursement from the insurance companies or even the financial service provider. When we talk about wealth and growth, he doesn't have to rely only on the bank deposits. He has options investing directly in stocks or through expertise in mutual funds, and also have plannings done for various life stages, especially right from the child is born to schooling, to college, to getting his first salary, to mid-retirement to post-retirement, etc., etc. Then the data and insights help him to track his expenses. It helps him to manage his credit scoring, and the analytics help him to understand how best he can utilize his money. He can also make use of robo-advisory to get whatever financial advice he wants, rather than going to the bank and spending separate time on that. Robo-advisory helps him to get his answers for whatever the most common queries that are related with customers of that particular segment. So friends, it is very important to understand there is a big marketing shift in financial services. When we talk about marketing shift, it is from product features to life stage relevance. It is not that one product fits all, but a product fitting to a person based on his life stage. Like a product can be different for a child, a product can be different for a salaried person, product can be different for a businessman, a product can be different for a married person. So from transactional to emotional resonance is most important shift from mass messaging to personalized engagement. Because of the platforms, because of the accessibility of the platforms, financial service provider can craft unique messages to reach personalized engagements, and because of which the person who feels it is his need can approach the financial service provider, need not by going physically to the branch, but through simple online means. It can be from one-way promotion to trust-based relationships. So financial service provider has learned this important lesson. It need not be one-way promotions that was done in the traditional method, but this marketing can be enhanced, can be enriched with trust-based relationship. If the marketers care for understanding the needs, if the marketers care for designing the solutions that are required for the customers, automatically the trust-based relationship is more than just a simple one-way promotion. Marketers focus on the four C's, that is convenience, context, consent, and confidence. The customer wants convenience first. He wants this facility to be available on his devices that he is using rather than going to the branch. He want the solutions focused on the context, not just generalized products. He wants to take his consent before the financial provider uses his data for themselves or for any third party, and he wants the confidence of using the products by feeling secure and safe. Marketing now connects financial services to life goals and experiences. Understanding these shifts is essential to marketing financial services in a digital customer-centric world. When we talk about the four C's which define an experience layer, because when we talk about the current financial services or the products, we don't talk it as a standalone product. We talk about the experience that is created for the customer. And when we talk about experience, this can be better defined in four C's. The first C, convenience, one-click transactions. Customer wants everything under one umbrella. He doesn't want to go to different counters. By just one click, he wants his transaction to be completed. He wants the right context, which means the right service at the right time. He doesn't want to wait, or he doesn't want to plan for something which is not happening in the future. So as and when the need emerges, he wants that product at that for that moment. And then he, once again, as I said before, consent for transparency in usage of data and privacy, or for the financial service provider should not leak his information or data to any other party which can be misused. Then the confidence of feeling safe and supported, which will create more better experience for the customer. Success comes from functional efficiency plus exceptional customer experience. So a financial service provider should not only be good at designing best products and services, but such products and services should also be capable of providing exceptional customer experience. Now, why importance of financial services is for marketers? Marketers must understand what makes financial service unique, because only then they can provide exceptional customer experience. They should also understand how customers consume these services. why trust and credibility are credible, how services fit into the customer's lives, and how financial decisions are shaped by emotions and the context. Understanding this foundation helps the marketers position financial services meaningfully and responsibly. When we talk in terms of effective marketing, it begins with understanding how financial services are experienced by the customers. Now, one important aspect your student should understand is about financial services beyond transaction. What does that mean? In traditional banking or financial services, people used to do transaction. Bankers used to focus on transactions, but now what matters is building relationship. Financial services are opportunities for building trust, for creating differentiation, for enhancing customer engagement, for developing long-term relationships, and for driving financial empowerment and inclusion. How this is possible? When financial service providers provide the right product or service at the right time, which is useful for the customer, it will build a trust. When they have something special than their competitors, it will automatically create differentiation. When customer finds it useful, it will create engagement, and repeated usage of that will develop long-term relationship. And finally, it will drive financial empowerment and inclusion by bringing wide segments of customers into this financial services ecosystem. Financial products are mere tools for emotional security, convenience, and life planning. However, strong relationships are the foundation of successful financial services marketing. In terms of modern financial services ecosystem, the value is co-created, not just defined by the financial institution. For example, a credit card benefits depends upon the customer usage. You may have a beautiful design, you may have lots of features, but if the customer is not using it, how will the bank earn the money on it? So when the customer uses it, he will get his needs fulfilled. At the same time, on usage per transaction, the bank will earn that commission. Integrated ecosystem, when we talk about integrated ecosystem, it's no game of just one player. It is a fusion of technology, regulation, trust, as well as customer experience. The modern trends becomes very important. When you talk about the modern trends, personalization, embedded finance, real-time access, seamless integration are the main points that should be looked into for providing differentiation. Financial services today are layered, dynamic, and customer-centric, going far beyond traditional banking and insurance. And that's why we say we have to provide financial services beyond transactions. Now let's understand the simple features of financial services. When we talk about financial services, they are intangible, which means they cannot be seen or touched. Hence, marketing focuses on trust, transparency, and reputation. When we talk about financial services, they can vary, and the variability can be because of different people providing services in different ways. Consistency to technology and standardization will keep the variability benchmark despite it being provided or delivered by different marketers. Inseparability simply means service, production, and consumption occurs together, unlike the manufactured goods, which are product and then sold. When we talk about service, the production and consumption happens together. Employee interaction is a brand moment. When we talk about perishability, like financial services has to be consumed. If they are not consumed, they are lost opportunities. They are time-sensitive offers and real-time promotions, and hence we say financial services are perishable. They are also customer-sensitive. Experience strongly affects satisfaction. Experience, marketing, and professionalism are very critical while offering financial services. Financial services marketing succeeds not by selling products, but by delivering trust, experience, and long-term value. Now, the most important factor is about the service differentiator in financial services. In the modern context, even though financial services try to reinvent with technology, with relationship, there is a very important factor to succeed, and that is service differentiator. Financial institutions compete through service differentiation. What does differentiation mean? Differentiation simply means delivering distinctive, tangible, and memorable experiences, not vague claims of better service. What it simply means, customer feels that is something different than what others are offering. And this is not just about a memorable experience, but it is about consistency across every touch point. In the modern days of multiple touch points, if you are offering a better withdrawal on an ATM, you cannot have a bad transfer on your app. So, which means consistency across every touch point is a very important factor for differentiation. In financial services, how a service is delivered matters as much as what is delivered. Differentiation is created through relevance, ease, and emotional connection. Now let's understand what are the different ways to differentiate financial services. Number one is tailored experiences. When we say tailored experiences, it simply means providing solutions that are designed based on customers' needs. The next important way to differentiate is digital excellence. What does a customer want? He wants simple, fast, and reliable app on certain platforms he deals with. And once a financial service provider does that, it means digital excellence. Omnichannel service simply means integration of digital and physical channels, getting the same service across physical and digital channels. Next best way to differentiate is building loyalty. Loyalty is built on consistent care, how well you respond, and what is your focus while you relate with your customer. Next important way to differentiate is unique value proposition. Many competitors are offering the same products. You cannot have the same features. Your features should be something different. It should guarantee something which the competitors do not offer, then only it becomes a unique value proposition. Next important aspect is data-driven personalization. As we have seen before, no one size fits all. Now we have advanced technology. We can easily mine the data. We can easily decipher the patterns. We can easily understand what the customer needs, and based on that, we can provide offers that matches the customer's needs, and this gives rise to data-driven personalization. Now, having understood the importance of differentiation, now it's the time to understand the different types of financial services, and we'll classify this based on different factors. The first classification is based on the utilization of funds. So we can have easy category of fund-based and non-fund-based services. In fund-based activities, funds are arranged for customers and for which interest is charged. The best example of fund-based is a working capital loan specifically required for business purpose, or even a project finance, the leasing service, forex service, retail, and microcredit loans. The marketing focus is specifically on trust, speed, accessibility, and the competitive pricing. And whenever there is no funds involved, the service is in the form of advisory or support services. We call it as non-fund-based activity, for which the bank earns fees or commissions. The best example of non-fund-based is merchant banking, project advisory, custodial service, mergers and acquisitions, credit rating, and even trusteeship. In case of non-fund-based services, the marketing focus is on expertise, credibility, and partnership value, because here the customer comes to you for seeking an expert advice, and based on your expert advice, you earn the fee, and there If the customer gets the value, your credibility is built on that. Next important classification of financial services is based on the retail and wholesale offerings. When services are offered to individuals, SMEs, in the form of deposits, loans, insurance, mutual funds, we call it as retail services. Here the marketing focus is on personalization, convenience, and mass market. Whenever the services are offered to corporates, that means not to individuals or SMEs, it's a big ticket service, especially in the form of issue management, restructuring, mergers and acquisitions, advisory, then we call it as the wholesale service. In this case, the marketing focus is on relationship management, thought leadership, because here you literally become a partner of your client, wherein you help him to grow his business and take all measures by which he gains, and in his gain, you also gain in the form of your fees. Next important financial services comes from the NBFCs. Now, who are NBFCs? These are simply non-banking finance companies. They provide both fund-based and fee-based services and fill the gap left by traditional banks. They are not licensed as banks, but they are allowed to do certain fund-based and fee-based services specifically for serving certain category of customers. They succeed by targeting the underserved segments, offering specialized products, being flexible and innovative, adopting the customer-centric approaches, leveraging technology for scale and efficiency. In case of NBFCs, the marketing insight is to understand the service types, and this in turn help the marketers to craft honest stories, reliable experiences, and clear value messages, which is essential for building trust. Now, financial services also include services offered by fintechs, online shopping platforms, telecom companies, companies integrating financial products into non-financial platforms. Now, this also may not be visible as a financial product offered by banks, but since they meet the requirement for that moment, for that circumstances of the customer, they also are termed as financial services. Specifically, when fintech companies offer mobile payments apps, online shopping platforms enable payment for purchases through online transfers or even through cards. The telecom companies offering mobile payments wherein customer need not visit a bank branch, everything happens through phone. The companies integrate financial products into non-financial basics. Example is a BNPL inside an e-commerce checkout. Financial services also include services offered by big tech firms, like those offering digital wallets or credit options. So what does this mean? Financial services have shifted from traditional reliability to integrated, inclusive, intelligent, and individualized experiences. So it's no more an individual product or service, but it can come from various sources to ensure that various needs of the customers are fulfilled anytime, anywhere, which creates individualized experiences. Now let's look at the regulatory and the technology drivers. When we talk about regulatory enablement, in India, we have specific regulators for specific sectors like RBI for banking activities, SEBI for the capital markets, IRDAI for the insurance, and each one of them defines what are the essential requirements to be met by the participants in that market. They have also introduced various reforms so that these financial institutions can stay updated, they can adapt themselves, provided they comply with the terms set by the regulators, especially for digital KYC, Aadhaar payments, the sandbox frameworks, etc. We have seen that financial services providers are not only providing services in India, but they also have cross-border services. When it comes to cross-border, they also need to follow certain global regulations like the PSD2 in the European Union, the open banking UK, UPI in India. So all this together promote faster, safer, and API-driven financial services. The overall impact comes the technology plus regulation expands who can offer financial services and how they are delivered. So this not only builds capability of the financial services provider, but it establishes a safe and secure trust in the customer's mind. Now, let us see how the financial services have evolved in response to the society's needs. We will categorize them into two eras. One is the pre-90s and second is the post-90s. When we talk about the pre-90s, the financial services were dominated by banks, NBFCs, and insurance firms. They were largely product focused, like the savings accounts or the loans or the basic insurance, etc. When we talk about post-90s, specifically with the liberalization and reforms coming into the finance sector, it was having a massive impact with the disruption by fintechs, e-commerce platforms, and even the social media companies. And this have created a modern approach, which is customer-centric, life stage driven, modular, bundled, and flexible products. This integration has seen benefits for the customer into everyday life, and their journey have become more smoother with financial services. Modern finance is not digital for the sake of it, but it is adaptive, personalized, and embedded in the daily life of the customers. Let's understand the core features of modern financial services. The first important feature is they are tech-enabled. When we talk about tech-enabled, it's not just simple technology, but a deep integration with the artificial intelligence, with machine language, with the cloud and mobile-first interfaces, etc. Then they are customer-centric, because we have seen it is not the manufacturing era. It is the modern era where if the customer has to be won, you have to build trust, and only when you care for him, the trust is built. And hence, the core feature, one of the core features of modern financial services, being customer-centric. It starts with customer journey, goals, and habits rather than product features. Next important feature, core feature, is the personalization at scale, because the customer are seeing many things in this open market, and if their financial service provider are not providing, then he may not have that trust with his financial service provider. But in most of the cases, financial service providers in modern context, they provide some clues basis on which they can understand the customer behavior and motivate him to get the product he wants, which he might not even know. So contextual nudges, recommendations, and goal-based advice lead to personalization at scale. Next important is automation and data intelligence. When we talk in the modern era, everything is platform-based, vast number of customers deal with it, and it becomes very difficult for doing repetitive activities physically or even through digital mode. And here comes the importance of automation and data intelligence. So when it comes to automation, simple transactions that were happening physically could take the auto route with auto SIP, with instant micro insurance, fraud alerts, which will have a real-time, quick, and timely alerts or information to the customer. At the same time, it will ensure that the goals of the customers are met. Next important feature is democratization. When we talk about democratization, we come into fractional ownership, tokenization, subscription-based services, which were once upon a time only in the reach of big customers or rich customers. But now, with fractional ownership, a customer can actually buy out a small amount of gold, a small amount of ownership into a large asset. So that democratization is possible with subscription-based services, with tokenization and fractional ownership. Trust remains the core. Whatever the type of innovations, whatever the type of intelligence that is built in the modern financial service, if the customer's trust is not won, it doesn't make a successful financial service. And hence, trust remains the core, and trust can be enhanced with innovation, with reliability and security.